The passenger pigeon is renowned as the most abundant bird ever to have existed. Observers said of the flocks that flew over eastern North America that they were so vast as to block out the sun, and their droppings fell like snow. Their forest nesting areas were likewise immense. Some went on for more than 100 miles, and so dense that the weight of nesting pairs broke the stout limbs of trees. In all, some biologists calculate that before their decline in the face of the European invasion, an incredible 4 out of every 10 birds in North America was a passenger pigeon. These chestnut and grey birds were related to the mourning dove, which they resembled in appearance. They were sleek and swift, capable of flying at speeds of nearly 60 miles per hour. John Audubon said of them, "When an individual is seen gliding through the woods, it passes like a thought, and on trying to see it again, the eye searches in vain. The bird is gone." They seem to have lived the entirety of their lives at a hectic pace. As they fed, their massive flocks cartwheeled like giant threshing machines. They would eat acorns, nuts, caterpillars, and almost anything else that came their way. If they found a more delectable morsel compared to the one currently in their gullet, they would eject it to make room for the tastier tidbit. As the eastern forests were cleared, the birds' natural food supply diminished, so they feasted on the crops of farmers' fields. In turn, the birds were shot for their meat. The bounty the passenger pigeon presented must have seemed limitless, so they were killed without a thought for the future. In one hunting competition, the winner had to tally 30,000 birds before the trophy was his. Despite their immense numbers, which reached into the billions, the killing eventually did have an impact, and by the 1870s, the flocks were on the wane. Once their numbers were reduced, the passenger pigeon's nestings seemed to have been less successful, and in just a few decades, the birds became exceedingly rare. The last wild bird to be shot was killed in Ohio in 1900, and the last passenger pigeon on Earth, named Martha, for Martha Washington, died in the Cincinnati Zoo at 1 p.m. on the first day of September 1914. It was, as one ornithologist put it, perhaps the only species whose time of passing is known with such precision.